You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, we are kicking off the podcast again with Psalm 118:24, because sometimes you just have to speak that word, because life and death is in the power of the tongue. And y'all, your girl is quite sleepy this morning, a little bit tired. But this is the day the Lord has made, and so I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. See, the more I keep saying this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, a day that I have never seen before. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be happy. I will be joyful and glad in this day that the Lord has made just for me. You see how my voice kept elevating, how I was getting higher, getting a little bit more hype. You know what I'm saying? That's what you have to do. You have to keep on pushing, keep on praising the name of the Lord, keep on speaking his word until you feel that thing shift, until you feel the atmosphere shift with his presence. Because when I clicked this button to record, it wasn't where it is right now, just being honest with you. Because this morning, I woke up to another reminder of why it is so important to pray. My son came into the room and woke me up because he had had a bad dream. I gave him a hug. I told him it wasn't real. And then we went back to his room. I laid hands on his head and prayed for him. And then we turned his TV to a YouTube channel that plays scriptures, all themed around God will fight your battles. See, my son had had a dream that somebody had come into the house and was pinching us. First of all, you know that ain't real, because I will slap, just kidding. The Lord will fight our battles. Amen. Okay. The Lord will fight our battles. But as I stayed in the room for a little while, because he was crying a little bit, and I said, "What's wrong, buddy?" And he was like, "I don't know. I'm just crying." So I said, "Let me stay in his room for a little while." And I was just, you know, rubbing his hair and just hoping he would go back to sleep. But I really don't think he was going back to sleep. He was up, right? So I said, "Well, buddy, I'm going to stay in here with you for a little while." And he has a bunk bed. So I got my big grown self in his bottom bunk. And I was like, "Lord, this mattress is horrible, first of all. It is not for my body." But I was hoping that it would help him to go back to sleep. But I realized that the scripture that says that we are to pray without ceasing is even more purposeful than we think. Y'all know that? That's 1 Thessalonians 5, I think it's 17. But when I looked up that scripture, the one right before that says, "Rejoice always." Now, wait a minute. Rejoice always. So Psalm 118:24, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So that means if 1 Thessalonians 5:16 says rejoice always, then why are we walking around, you know, like I had to do at the beginning of the podcast, got to get pumped up? Why? Because thoughts have entered our mind, you know. Worry has entered our minds. Stress has entered our minds. But we have to remind, come on. We have to remind ourselves of what the word of God says. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now, y'all, wait a minute. Did I just learn what the will of God is for my life? Did I? Did you just learn what the will of God is for your life? 1 Thessalonians said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." So when you like, your will be done, Father, your will, not mine. So his will is for us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. 1, 2, 3. I can shut the podcast off right there, but I'm not going to do it because I still got some more stuff to share with y'all about my conversation with the Holy Spirit this morning. But y'all, those three things, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Write that down. Write that scripture down. That's one of those ones. It's just like Psalm 118, 24. "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." And then you just go on into reading 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances." See what happened when you put that trifecta on your day: rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. You leave zero room for the enemy to try to come in and penetrate your day with foolishness. But let me keep going. So it wasn't long after I crawled into the bottom bunk of my son's bed that I heard praise and worship music coming from my room. Okay, y'all, I'm thinking, I didn't know what time it was when my son came in the room, okay, with the bad dream. I didn't know what time it was. I normally sleep with my watch on, but it needed charging, and so I fell asleep without putting it back on last night. So I'm thinking it's still very much nighttime. I'm thinking once he falls back to sleep, I'm going to tiptoe on up out of there and get back in my cozy bed and just, you know, get some more Z's. Nah, that's not the case. But y'all know what, though? I had said yesterday that I wanted to start back getting up earlier. And guess what? What the enemy meant for evil, trying to come into my son's dreams with some foolishness, you know, what the enemy meant for evil, God worked it out for good. He worked it out for good. First of all, I got to teach my son how to war in the spirit. I put some scriptures on and he was filling his mind with scriptures that says God will fight your battle, right? So I got to do that. Plus, I got to get up earlier like I wanted to. Because see, even though you want to do something, like I could have wanted to get up earlier, had all intentions of getting up earlier, set all alarms and everything. But you know, when the time came and I would have been in that cozy bed that I thought I was about to go back to, I might have just laid there. I might. But this morning, I didn't. And so I'm still a little bit tired. But your girl gonna keep on pushing it out. So, like I said, what the enemy meant for evil with my son's dream, God worked it out for both of our good. So after I got on up out of that little bunk bed, and yes, I made sure I didn't hit my head, I headed to the prayer closet and had a whole conversation with the Lord. And it would have looked something like this. So the Lord gave me four words. Is it four words or five? 1, 2, 3, 4. It's really five words, but I didn't really count. And the Holy Spirit said, "Follow up and follow through. Follow up and follow through." That was all I heard from the Holy Spirit this morning. You know, my mind started racing. I mean, just racing all over the place. I'm like, follow up, follow through. What do I need to follow up on? What do I need to follow through upon? And my mind just started racing about different things, right?
But that was all I heard. So I was like, okay, Lord, is that it? What else, Lord? So, of course, I wanted to hear more from him. So I sought more. I opened my Bible and I didn't go straight to our Bible study. I just flipped it open like I used to do with the scriptural surprise and landed in Proverbs chapter 14. And the very first verse says, a wise woman builds her home, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. So I'm like, okay, is that a word, Lord? What is that? Well, I mean, it is a word. It's in his word, right? So you know it's a word. But I was like, what's the revelation on that, Father? What am I supposed to get from that? And when I looked that verse up in different translations, it went right along with the very actions I had to take this morning by praying with my son. I want y'all to check out these three translations for Proverbs 14:1. The Amplified Version says this, the wise woman builds her house on a foundation of godly precepts, and her household thrives. But the foolish one who lacks spiritual insight tears it down with her own hands by ignoring godly principles. That's the Amplified Version. The Passion Translation reads it like this. Every wise woman encourages and builds up her family, but a foolish woman over time will tear it down by her own actions. And then the CEV version reads like this. A woman's family is held together by her wisdom, but it can be destroyed by her foolishness. Now, y'all know your girl had to look up the word foolish because while I think I know, I like to make sure I get it on another level, you know, like a King James Version dictionary definition kind of level, because culture has desensitized us to this word so much that we be calling each other fools. You know what I'm talking about? You a fool. You know how we say it in a joking way. And sometimes we say it in a very demeaning way. But let's see what it says from a scriptural context, okay? Foolish means void of understanding or sound judgment, weak in intellect, unwise, acting without judgment, silly, vain, trifling. Wait a minute. Trifling? Okay, let me keep going. Ridiculous, despicable, wicked, sinful, acting without regard to the divine law and glory or to one's own eternal happiness. I also read another definition that says foolish would mean that the person does not fear or respect God. Well, now we definitely know what foolish means, right? Huh? Did you know foolish means trifling? Yeah. I don't know why that one stuck out for me. Trifling. Let's put trifling in the scriptures and see how I read. Y'all, listen, let's put trifling in there. A woman's family is held together by her wisdom, but it can be destroyed by her triflingness. Can we say triflingness? But it can be destroyed by her being trifling. How about that? Okay. It can be destroyed by her being silly. It can be destroyed by her being sinful. It can be destroyed by her being unwise, by her being weak in intellect. Y'all, come on now. We know what the definition of foolish means. So let us be encouraged to be wise and not trifling. Men and women, let us be wise and not foolish. Okay. So as I looked that up, y'all, there was another verse, another scripture that popped into my mind as my mind was just racing around during prayer time this morning. It was like, I don't know. It was really like my mind was doing a whole lot of racing. And I was like, the enemy is really trying to distract me because, I mean, it wasn't just racing, but it was like just going from thing to thing to thing. Just going out, popping from thing. All kind of stuff kept popping up. And as things were popping up, I just was praying for it as it was popping up. So again, what the enemy means for evil, God will always turn it around for our good. So while he was trying to distract me with different stuff, I started praying for the different stuff. Come on, somebody. Everything that was popping up, I was praying for it. Okay. If it popped, I prayed. If it popped, I prayed. And as I was praying to not be so distracted, though, I thought about Philippians 4:8. And I actually have that verse up in my prayer closet. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, my Kirk Franklin voice, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So y'all know how sometimes you can be overthinking stuff. Oh, you get in your thoughts and be just, I mean, you know, your thoughts can just take you to places that you ain't never been before. Hey, you thinking stuff that ain't even true, right? But this verse teaches us how to keep our mind stayed on Jesus, because Jesus is all that. He's noble. He's right. He's true. He's pure. He's lovely. He's admirable. He's excellent. He's praiseworthy. It says, think about these things. So all you got to do is keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Okay. All right, y'all. So now let's move into our scriptural Bible study. Y'all know we on chapter 7 today of Acts. Yeah, the book of Acts, chapter 7. And these are the verses that stood out to me. But let me just say this. Acts chapter 7 was chock full. Okay, Stephen was giving them the real rundown sermon, wasn't he? Stephen was preaching that thing. Stephen, look. Chapter 7 is all about Stephen telling them what's up. Okay, but the verses that stood out for me were Acts 7, 2 through 5. When I was reading through the word in the study notes, this is what I wrote down. God wants relationship, not religion. It was Abraham's relationship that was the key. That was the key. It was Abraham's relationship. Then jump down to Acts 7, 48. That verse stood out because it says, but the Most High does not dwell in sanctuaries made with hands, as the prophet says. So what I wrote down was, don't be more devoted to a church building, but lose sight of the God who the church points to. And that's so relevant for today as we going through this pandemic stuff. You know, churches opening, some are allowing people in. Even my church, we're allowing people in. I haven't been back yet. But they're doing like a modified, you know, church service or whatnot. But this verse is saying, don't be so devoted to the church building and you end up losing sight of the God who the church is really pointing to. Like, don't, some people feel like, oh, I got to be in the church building. No, God is everywhere. Like, we are the church. So like when you start getting caught up in the building itself, then you losing sight of the God who the church points to. That's what that verse is saying. Y'all study Acts 7, 48. And then finally, verse 51, Acts 7, 51. For this verse, I wrote down, don't be stubborn or miss the Holy Spirit. Don't be unwilling to respond. Don't be obstinate to what God says through his word and by his spirit. That's what the study notes had in there, obstinate. I had to look obstinate up. But guess what it means? Stubborn. It means stubborn. Refusing to change one's opinion or chosen course of action. Y'all, today's conversation with the Holy Spirit was filled with instruction, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Right before I finished my prayer time, though, I heard the Holy Spirit say, what you say should line up with what you do. What you say should line up with what you do. As I look back over today's time with God, all of this, even the reading of Acts, all the different verses can be summed up with, don't be no stubborn fool when it comes to the word of God. Be obedient and do what God says do when he says do it. Follow through on God's instructions. And y'all, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to me. Well, yep. That was a mighty, mighty episode right there, wasn't it? I'm telling you, listen, I don't even be talking to y'all, really. I'm being obedient by sharing my conversation with y'all, because it's my conversation with the Lord. And I'm just sharing it because that's what he told me to do last year. But what did the Lord say to you in your conversation with him this morning? Y'all know that's the assignment. That's number one always for the assignment. What did he say to you this morning? I know what he said to me. He said, don't be stubborn. Don't be no fool when it comes to the word of God. Like, don't miss the Holy Spirit fun. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Be obedient. Do what I say do. Follow through. Follow up. Follow through. I'm telling you, this is what he's telling me. And I just know one thing. If he's telling me and he told me to share it with you, then he might be talking to you too. But you can always confirm it by having a conversation with him yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what you can do. And number two, what have you been stubborn about lately? I sure hope you ain't being stubborn about having a conversation with God. Listen, you better not be stubborn about that. You listening to the podcast, listening to my conversation with God, but not having your own conversation with him. You better not be doing it. Listen. Okay? Don't you do it. Do these assignments, all right? Don't be stubborn about doing the assignments either. Don't be like, oh, that was such a good episode. And just like listening to a sermon and not taking notes. You know, be like, ooh, hell, he preached. She preached that thing. Ooh, that was so good. You ain't take no notes. And then for my note takers, because I'm a note taker. I'm about to hit you with this. For my note takers, don't take notes and then don't go back and review the notes. Come on, somebody. I had that thought a long time ago. I used to go to church every Sunday and just, you know, you look smart when you're taking notes and stuff, right? You look smart. You writing on the little program, writing out the scripture that the pastor gave you, and then you writing out the points of the message and stuff. And then you don't go back and look at that at all. What was your point of taking the notes? And I know writing things down make you remember them a lot better than just hearing them. But if you don't go back and look at your notes, then what are you doing? What's your intention in writing them down? Now, you may say, well, fun, I have all intention of going back and looking at the notes. But if you haven't really structured your day or a time to say, like, I'm going to go back and look over all my notes from this week or all my notes from yesterday or whatever. Like, you literally have to set a time to do it. I'm talking to myself too, really. But you really have to set a time to go back. I remember the Lord told me, go back and read what I already gave you. You know, we oftentimes are looking for God to give us something new, a new word. And he like, you ain't took action on the word that I gave you, you know, last year or last week or yesterday or 2 weeks ago. That's why it's so important for us to go back and look at what the Lord has told us already. Okay? Don't be stubborn about that either. Whatever you being stubborn about, write it down and then make a choice on how you're going to move forward and not be stubborn about that thing, okay? Talk to the Lord about it. Ask the Lord to help you. You really do. Like, some stuff you've been trying to do on your own. You've been stubborn about some for 50 years. Okay, maybe not 50 years, but 5. You've been stubborn about the thing for a long time, right? So, let's not be stubborn. Let's write down the things we know we've been stubborn about and be honest with yourself. This is just you and the Lord writing this down. And then talk to the Lord about it and say, Lord, help me not to be stubborn about, you know, my schedule. Help me not to be stubborn about whatever it is that you're being stubborn about. Ask the Lord to help you and he will do it. All right. Okay, y'all. That's all I got for you today. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And I will be right back here tomorrow. And I hope that you will too. Till then, see you later.